You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
All right, so pick 63, the 49ers are on the clock. Some names that are no longer available in the second round. A.D. Mitchell went 33, Jordan Morgan 34, Xavier Leggett 35, Roger Rosengarten 36. All players tied to the 49ers.
Yeah, a lot of guys
Kingsley Suamatia gone at 38. Mike Sanristil gone at 43. Zach Frazier. Al, I'm sorry, Zach Frazier gone at 48.
Bitch, I should have traded up to 5 for him. I told you guys.
Franklin gone at 49. Patrick Paul gone at 53. Again, all of the tackles that feel like they had a one or a round one or two grade are gone now. Malachi Corley gone at 59.
Oh, he's another one I was thinking of.
Malachi Corley gone at 59.
And then
Kieran Amagaji from Yale gone. So. One guy that isn't gone and a guy that they brought in on a top 30 visit, even though the 49ers went defensive line with their first pick, Chris Braswell, the edge from Alabama, still on the board. Jonah Ellis, the edge from Utah. Christian Haynes, a guard from Connecticut. I'm a big fan of that guy. I don't know that they'd go guard this high. Marshawn Nealand, another guy that they brought in. They brought in two edge rushers that I think they have their eye on, Braswell and Nealand. If you don't take them here, they will be gone by the time you pick next. Andrew Phillips, who they've also had in on a top 30.
Yeah, that's a name available. That's sticking out to me at corner.
Brandon Dorlus, another guy they brought in a top 30, still available. Blake Fisher is there. Is he going to be there at 94? Hard to know. I would venture to say no.
I would say not.
So, again, but do you have Blake Fisher higher than you have Chris Braswell or Marshawn Nealand? I doubt it. And again, if we're the 49ers, we're going best player available because there aren't any holes to fill. That's what they did use free agency for. To me, it's a decision between Braswell and Nealand. And if I'm making that choice, I probably go Braswell. He has a quicker first step and he's coming from Alabama as opposed to Nealand, who, you know, on tape just wrecks games, but he wrecked games at Western Michigan, which is, you know, the competition is a little bit lower. I don't think I would take Andrew Phillips over those two, but that's just me. What about you guys?
I'm liking Andrew Phillips, but I hate the idea of going defensive lineman two picks in a row, this early. I guess in hindsight, knowing that a couple of those guys would be available, maybe wouldn't have gone Johnny Newton in the first round. But, I mean, yeah, I could be swayed to double dip on defensive line this early. But for that reason, if I didn't want to go defensive line two picks in a row right away, I like Andrew Phillips. I think he fills a need. The one thing with him, though, like, do you want to go this early for basically just a nickel corner? I think at the NFL right. level, he's only going to be a nickel corner. The only guy that I think I'd go that high for, knowing he'd probably just be a nickel guy, would be Mike Sainrazil from Michigan. He's a dog, man.
He went at the top of round 2.
Yeah. So he's gone. And so I don't know if, for me, it's a little rich on Andrew Phillips at 63.
What about another guy that they've brought in on the top 30, Javon Baker, the wide receiver from UCF, who most likely will not be there when it's you pick crazy. Again at 94.
It's crazy how these mocks have changed their, like, because I did a mock like a couple weeks ago and I got Baker in like the 4th round.
Right.
which I think is more likely.
And I had Andrew Phillips in the 3rd in a mock I did in Jonah Ellis in the 4th. So like the way some of these are shaking out. So again, I'm trying to do what would Al Sacco do versus what would the Niners do? And just knowing the Niners, and I think again when you look at it, I know they signed Gross Matos. I know they signed Leonard Floyd. We have no idea what Gross Matos is going to be. It's not like he's been this terrific player that they brought in that's been super productive. He's like a projection guy.
And those are those are 2-year contracts as well.
Short-term type stuff. Leonard Floyd, 2 years really can get out of it after one. Again, was he 32? You know, these are not long-term fixes. So, yeah, they address defensive line, but they've also built their team around defensive line. And I don't think that they have long-term fixes there other than Bosa. So I feel like if somebody like Braswell is there, they really, you know, they like, okay, this guy can start for us. I think, again, getting in the 49ers' heads, I think they feel like they draft really well late in some of these holes that they need at corner and receiver. It's deep at receiver in this draft. I think they feel they can get there. Getting in their head here, as much as, again, defensive.
If the board fell this way in real life.
If it fell this way, yeah. I think I would go with the edge here.
I think they would as well.
Realistic. Yeah, I'm good with going Braswell, Nealon, or Blake Fisher.
Chris Braswell, edge, Alabama, at pick 63.
Yeah, and I think so.
Andrew Fisher was just went at 70.
Fisher is a good, we didn't mention him, Steph, but I almost feel like they might, if they don't take tackle early, which they may not, I think you might be looking at a Colton McKivitz situation where they're trying, they get somebody in the 4th or 5th round that they like, because they're bringing back their starting offensive line this year.
Yeah.
Maybe that they like where he's going to kind of redshirt this year or whatever, and then can step in year 2 with the later round picks. So Fisher was somebody I thought about too, but I think again, just the way the board is falling, I think you're taking, they would take the edge there.
All right. So pick 94, the 49ers are back on the clock. Again, using PFF's mock draft simulator, top 3 players still left on the board based on their PFF big board ranking. Spencer Rattler, quarterback out of South Carolina, obviously not going that route. But some intriguing, two intriguing guys here, a guy that they've brought in and we know how important that is. Like if you pay attention to how the 49ers draft, they will draft guys that they've brought in. Like they, at least 2 or 3 of them every year. Eric Aull, the tight end out of Iowa, who had an ACL injury that ended his season last year. But without that ACL injury, arguably, the best pass catching tight end prospect in this draft. Also, Malik Washington, the little slot receiver from Virginia. Mason McCormick, guard out of South Dakota State. Tyrone Tracy, running back from Purdue. Let's see what wide receivers are available right now. Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Jacob Cowing, Anaya Smith, Brendan Rice is still available. He of Jerry Rice loins.
I had Anaya Smith. I got him at 225 in another draft. It's so high for me, I feel like.
This is
because I like him. He's a kick returner option for them.
I like him too.
Not how high he is.
Cowing is another one that would be again at 5'8", you're like, but as a kick returner, I think would be big time. Offensive tackles that are available currently. Dominic Pooney from Kansas, Matt Gunkalv, I don't know. Gunkalves, spelled calves. I don't know. Here's another guy that may be able to be had later. The 49ers have 94, 124, 132, and 135. Caden Wallace, the tackle out of Penn State, another guy that they brought in on a top 30 visit. Blake Fisher and Caden Wallace being the two tackles I think are most likely to end up being on the 49ers, depending again on how the board falls, is still available. there are higher ranked tackles via PFF. So again, maybe available at 124, 132, or 135.
What's Malik Washington? How big is he?
I mean, Washington, yeah, he probably projects to be a slot receiver at the next level.
He's 5'8 as well. Yeah.
I like him though. He's talented.
Yeah. Oh, he's fun to watch. He's but he is just a slot only. And again, not a I mean the 49ers current slot only is Juwan Jennings. You couldn't get any different.
Maybe that's what they need.
True. Cornerback still available. Kalen Carson from Wake Forest, Jerrion Jones from Florida State, Chris Abrams Drain from Missouri, Jarvis Brownlee, Louisville, Chow Smith Wade, a guy that they brought in, cornerback from Washington State. Again, Chow, I think, is a slot, nickel only.
Cam Hart is gone here from Notre Dame. Looks like he's gone.
Cam Hart was gone.
Oh,
no, he's not gone. He's not gone. He's still gone. There.
So they have him way lower than I.
DeKamarion Richardson is another, also a guy that they've that they brought in, still available.
I love the idea of a receiver here. I admittedly don't know a lot about Malik Washington, so I don't know if he's the right receiver to take. But position-wise, I'd be all over wide receiver in the third round.
So to me, again, if Eric All is a guy that they brought in, they've obviously done their work on him. They are interested in him. With him being available right here, you get another pick at 124, and like I said, 132 and 135. I think if All is here, then to me, it's either Eric All or Jared Wiley. But the thing is they brought Eric All in. They have not brought Jared Wiley. But those are the two best pass catching prospects at the tight end position. I think they would go with who they brought in over, you know, somebody else. So to me, if you don't take All here, then I don't think he's available at 124. Whereas I think you could find a wide receiver at 124. And I don't know that they're interested in someone like a Malik Washington. So for me, Eric All is probably the pick here. What about you guys?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
My concern with Eric All, like, while yes, I do see the connections, obviously, with the 49ers loving Iowa tight ends, he has a lot of injury history.
That is true.
Some that I don't know if I can get past it. Now, could the 49ers get past it? Like, you know, that's another question. Clearly, it's obvious they would love the fact that, you know, he fits kind of what they typically would like as a tight end. And also, you know, Iowa system seems to work pretty closely with what the 49ers like their tight ends to do. I actually, as far as tight ends go, I'd be comfortable waiting on that because I actually like Ben Sinnott, or whatever you say it. I like him a lot. And I think he could potentially be available. And if not, I'd be comfortable waiting. But again, if we're doing it from the Niners perspective, like,
right,
would they go for Eric All? they very well could. What do you think, Al? Mm-hmm.
What about the guard here? You have two guards whose contracts are up at the end of the season.
I really, 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 really like Mason McCormick. And I think he's tailor-made for what the 49ers do on offense. You know, even if you just read his write-up on from PFF, his zone blocking grade is 94.7. And their write-up is, McCormick pairs a mauling mentality with explosive athleticism. His hips are a tad stiff, which limits his flexibility, but he has the potential to be a starter in his own blocking scheme. Or like what it could have said was made for the 49ers. So I don't know if they'd be willing to go guard, right? They haven't gone tackle yet. They don't feel like they have a need at guard. We feel like they have a need at guard. Mm-hmm. And maybe they do feel like they have a need at guard, but I have, Steph, correct me if I'm wrong, they haven't brought any guard prospects. He's a guard only. Like, he's not, everyone that they brought in could be tackle, guard, flexibility, right? Which is what they tend to like. This guy is straight up a guard only.
Yes, they haven't brought in any guards. At the same time, though, it wouldn't shock me if the 49ers felt that right guard was a bigger need in the next 2 years than tackle and right tackle, right? I think Spencer Burford obviously is not the answer. It's the reason you re-signed John Feliciano on a one-year deal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they have to have an answer there within these next couple of drafts. This would probably be the draft to do it. So I'd be comfortable with this pick, quite honestly.
I would love, in real life, I would love this pick. So, all right, let's go. Mason McCormick. Guard from South Dakota State.
So this is not falling the way I thought it would at all. I mean, not even. I think I've been thrown off in every round so far.
Ben Sinnott just went off the board at 101, and all went off at 104.